All right, so picture this with me. It's 1857. You're at the Salon in Paris.
Oh, fancy.
Right. The biggest art event of the year.
Of course.
Champagne's flowing. Everyone's dressed to the nines, whispering about the art.
The excitement.
And amidst all the dramatic historical scenes, the romantic landscapes that you expect,
The classics.
there's this painting and it just stops everyone in their tracks. It's The Gleaners
By Jean-François Millet.
by Jean-François Millet.
And on the surface, you think three peasant women gathering leftover grain.
It's like, what's the big deal?
Right, exactly.
But it caused a huge scandal,
It's
right?
huge.
That's what we're diving into today. Like, why did this seemingly simple painting cause such a stir? And our guide is the Wikipedia article on the Gleaners. So,
Good old Wikipedia.
right. So, what was it about these women, these Gleaners, that really got under people's skin?
Well, imagine you're a wealthy Parisian in 1857, right? Still a little edgy after that whole 1848 revolution thing.
Still pretty fresh.
Exactly. The last thing you want is a giant reminder of all those poor people and how easily things could, well, you know.
Bubble over again.
Exactly.
Because, and this is what gets me, the Gleaners isn't tucked away in some dimly lit corner.
Oh, no.
This thing is huge. You can't miss it.
It commands your attention.
It's almost like Millet is shining a giant spotlight, right?
Let's.
On this part of society that, frankly, a lot of people would rather just ignore.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. That size, that scale, it was usually reserved for huge historical scenes, religious epics, kings and queens. Right. Not peasant women. It's like he's saying, hey, these lives, these stories, they matter too.
It's a bold statement.
Absolutely.
And then there's the way he paints these women. It's not romanticized, is it?
Not at all. No fancy brush strokes, no soft lighting. It's gritty, it's real. He's showing you the dirt under their fingernails, the weariness in their postures.
The back-breaking
It's
labor.
exactly. And there's this rawness to it, this almost confrontational honesty that some people just weren't ready for. These women are practically merging with the field itself.
Are they individuals or are they this representation of an entire class?
That's the question, isn't it?
It's like he's saying, this is happening, whether you like it or not. This is the reality.
And it's unavoidable, right there in your face.
No wonder the upper classes were a little freaked out.
A little. They were terrified. Art was incredibly powerful back then, a tool to shape public opinion.
Still is.
Absolutely. But back then, it was even more central. And a painting like The Gleaners, with its realism, its focus on the working class, it was seen as dangerous. It challenged the entire fabric of French society.
It wasn't just a painting, it was a statement. A
Exactly.
statement that some people saw as almost revolutionary.
Precisely. It sparked fear and anxiety among those in power. They were afraid of the message, afraid of the potential for unrest that it represented. And this fear, it wasn't just about the subject matter itself, but also about the way Millet chose to depict it.
It's like he's not just painting these women, it's like he's painting their invisibility. You know, like how society tries to just look past them.
And force you to look at them.
Exactly. And then he does something really clever, I think, with the composition, with the contrast between these women and the field itself. Do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the first things you notice, right? You've
Yep.
got this massive golden
It's
landscape.
just flowing, right? Like a sea of gold.
Exactly. It's almost like it's radiating right out of the canvas, the abundance of the harvest. And then, hunched over in the foreground, these three figures just trying to collect whatever's left.
It's like all this wealth all around them.
Exactly. And they're barely scraping by.
And even the title, right? The Gleaners. It just takes on this whole other meaning when you really think about it.
It really does, because gleaning itself, it was a right, you know, like something that was granted to the poor to collect what was left behind. So it was an act of charity, but.
But it also kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it? About a society where this is even necessary.
Exactly. It makes you think, right? Like, is this charity enough?
And that's the power of art like this. It's not just showing you something, it's making you question it.
Millet, he was a master of that, inviting the viewer to think about the systems in place, the power dynamics, these huge inequalities that existed then.
And let's be honest, they still exist today.
Oh, absolutely. In different forms, maybe, but yeah, the gap between the haves and
It's
have-nots.
still there. So, with all this, with how powerful this painting is, was the art world ready for this? Like, how was it received back then?
Not well, honestly. In fact, you might be surprised to know The Gleaners was kind of a financial flop.
Really?
Yeah, can you believe that? A painting that's worth millions today,
Worth millions.
practically given away.
You're kidding. Tell me more about that.
So Millet, he wanted to sell it, right? He was hoping for around 4,000 francs.
Which, that was a decent chunk of change back then, right?
It was. It was, especially for a painting of that size. But, you know, no one was really biting. He ended up having to settle for 3,000.
So a 1,000 franc discount on a masterpiece. The buyer must have been over the moon.
I know, right? Talk about a missed opportunity for the original buyer.
So how does a painting go from, like, box office bomb to hanging in the Louvre? What changed?
It's interesting, right? It really makes you think about how we perceive value, not just in art, but in anything, you know? What's popular one day is forgotten the next. What was once scandalous.
Mm.
Exactly. Can become iconic, even revered with time. And I think part of it is art. It's like a mirror to society. Sometimes it takes a while for us to really see ourselves reflected back.
Like our eyes have adjusted. Finally.
Exactly. It's like we finally caught up to what Millet was trying to show us. And that journey, the one from being rejected to landing a spot in the Louvre, it's almost like a symbol, isn't it, for how our perceptions of art, of society, can change over time.
From being practically given away to being priceless.
Right. And after Millet died, well, that's when the value of the Gleaners really shot up. First, it was snapped up by some private collector, but eventually it was donated to the Louvre.
Where it still is today, right? One of their most famous pieces.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone crowds around it. But its impact, it goes way beyond those museum walls. You know what I mean?
It's bigger than just the painting itself.
Right. It's like ripples on a pond. Its influence, Millet's vision, its spread. You can see it echoed in the work of so many artists who came after him. Pissarro, Renoir, Seurat, even Van Gogh. They were all inspired by him. By that realism, that social commentary, that ability to find something profound in the everyday.
Like, he gave them permission to paint what they really saw, to not shy away from the truth.
Yes. Not just paint what the art academies told them they should paint.
To paint life as it is.
That's what makes a true revolutionary artist, don't you think? To capture their own moment in time, but to also inspire everyone who comes after.
To shape how we see the world.
Exactly. And speaking of seeing the world differently, it's not just about the paintings. Remember we talked about that documentary, The Gleaners and I?
Oh yeah, that was fascinating.
Released in 2000, directed by Agnès Varda. She actually connects with Millet's work directly. It's amazing.
Really brings it into the present.
Yes. She explores gleaning, but in a modern context, and not just in the countryside. She goes into cities, shows how those same themes of poverty, waste, resilience, they're still so relevant.
It's almost like a conversation across time, mm-hmm. right? Between Millet back then and Varda now.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. From this realistic painting in the 1800s to a documentary film just a few decades ago, The Gleaners, it just keeps sparking new ideas, new interpretations. It never gets old.
It makes you wonder, what would Millet paint if he was alive today?
Oh, I don't know. But I bet it would be just as powerful, just as thought-provoking. You know, it's funny you mention that because The Gleaners, this image, it's popped up in some unexpected places.
Like where?
Ready for this. Animal Crossing.
Wait, what? That's wild. I mean, it's a cute game about collecting fruit and designing your island and...
I know. It's kind of hilarious, but it also makes you think, this super serious painting in Animal Crossing, what's that about?
What is that about?
It's like a little nudge from the universe. Like, even in this digital world, these ideas about labor, about inequality, about gleaning, even if it's just virtual fruit this time, they're still there.
It's all connected.
Right. It makes you wonder, what else are we overlooking?
Exactly. Wow. Okay. So as we wrap up our own deep dive here into The Gleaners, what's the one thing you hope people listening take away from this whole conversation?
I would say look closer. Look closer at everything. A painting, a movie, even a video game. There's always more to uncover, more to learn. Don't just accept things at face value. Ask questions. Challenge those assumptions. Find your own meaning.
Perfectly said. That's been the deep dive into The Gleaners. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep questioning. Who knows what masterpieces you'll find hidden in plain sight.